the visualization process. Hopefully by now, you're not too intimidated. Visualization isn't complicated at all. In this chapter, you're going to find out just how easy it is to start using visualization in your daily life. Let's start by walking you through the basics. The actual act of visualization goes something like this. Start with the goal. What is it you're trying to accomplish? Once you know this, the rest will fall into place naturally. We'll explore some tips in choosing goals in a moment. For now, we'll assume you have one. Imagine the goal. This isn't some easy, low-level picture you're making in your mind. You want more than an image of your boss telling you you've just gotten promoted. You want to picture your goal in the most intense, realistic detail you can imagine. Create the image layering in the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and tactile sensations of your goal. You're also going to create the emotions which go along with it. Know how reaching this goal is going to make you feel. Explore any other feelings that come up with this image. Revisit the goal. Visualization doesn't just happen once and stop there. You're going to want to take it out and go over it in your mind again and again. Make a plan to give yourself visualization time daily to revisit the images you've created. Remind yourself of them throughout the day in minor detail. Accept the reality of the goal completed. This step takes a little leap of faith. You remind yourself you're already there. The goal is achieved, you only have to keep moving toward it. Remember, once you've created your visualization, you need to remember to disengage from it. This is an essential step in the process. Otherwise, you might become too caught up in living the vision to the point where you forget to translate the vision into your life. Visualization sets up the success. You're still going to have to do the work to make the success a reality. This will come through the acceptance of the opportunities which come your way in the wake of this visualization. Here are some further things to think about which might help with this process. Hone in on what you want. If you're having trouble visualizing your goal, it might be because your goal is too broad. Take a step back and look at your goal objectively. Is there a particular part of what you want to do which intrigues you more than any other part? On the other hand, if you're having trouble finding your goal at all, try exploring the things you're passionate about by making a list of them. What's a common theme you find recurring in this list? Experiment with different techniques. We're all different, so it should come as no surprise to find not every method of visualization works with every person. For example, if you're having trouble thinking in pictures, use words or feelings to convey your goals. Does it help to write down the visualizations first to give yourself a script? Maybe making a collage of pictures to look at as you settle in to visualize will help. Feel free to explore different options to find what works for you, so long as the result is the same, with you being able to visualize in some way your goal. Meditate. If you're having trouble stilling your mind, practicing meditation will help. By learning how to stay in the moment and calm your breathing and your thoughts, you'll better prepare yourself for visualization. Hone your focus. If you're having trouble with concentration, start smaller. Visualizing for only 5 or 10 minutes to start will teach you how to focus in small doses. Also, don't worry about a complex visualization when you're just starting. Feel free to keep things simple initially. As you become more comfortable with this kind of concentration, you can expand the time you spend and start layering more details into your visualization. Silence the inner voices. It's hard to focus when you're listening to 100 different thoughts clamoring for attention. You might want to do a short visualization exercise to block them out. Try imagining you're in a room with all those voices being just outside an open window. Now, shut the window, which is a nice, thick, double-paned glass, to block them all out. Accept the process. The more you question whether things will work or hold back on accepting what you're visualizing, the less likely you are to have success. Take a leap of faith and trust in the process. Use repetition. Visualization never works well if you're not putting the time into the process. You need to make this a routine by visualizing every single day. For optimal results, schedule in a regular time for visualization, such as right when you get up or before bed at night. You can even try both if you'd like. Create a relaxing atmosphere. Visualization does call for a calm mind, as mentioned before. Here's where it becomes crucial to pay attention to your surroundings. What can you do to minimize distraction or noise? How about creating a mood or ambiance by using candles, soft music, or dimmed lights? Do what you need to do to create an oasis in the storm of life. use a help. When you're just starting out, this whole visualization process might seem daunting. Feel free to try one of the many videos offered online or podcasts which offer guided visualization to help get you going. Once you learn how to relax into the visualization, it's a simple matter to start creating your own. Get help. Do you know someone who uses visualization? Mentors are great when it comes to answering questions or in working with you to create visualizations suited to your needs. Be open to what happens. Once you're done visualizing, be accepting of the process. Things will come up in your life, which seems like they're guiding you on a particular path. Accept their leading. Take opportunities as they present themselves and embrace the adventure of learning to move with sureness toward your dreams. Perseverance is key. Nothing happens overnight, especially when you're just starting and learning a brand new way of thinking. Keep at it and give yourself time to get used to how visualization works. Let's get you started with some visualizations you can try immediately to achieve some of the more common goals.